Hey everybody, thanks for listening to On the Podcast, a short episode format podcast to give you something to do while you kill time doing your business on the pod. Or maybe you're traveling somewhere on an aeroplane.
Aeropuerto.
Sí, qué bueno. And, you know, I don't know if you've noticed this, but as of the last, maybe 10 years, the burden of entertainment has been put on the traveler.
Instead of, like, the little tiny TVs on the back of the seat.
Yeah, or, like, do you remember when it used to be just, like, in the middle of the aisle and it would drop down from the ceiling?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, I know. But now we have to entertain ourselves.
But now you get the option of whatever you want to watch or listen to.
Yeah, but for me, it's like I'm just, like, draining my battery.
That's true.
Yeah. So, to drain your battery a little less than if you were to stream something, turn on an episode or 1500 of our podcast and learn a little. While you fly through the air.
Mm, and ignore the screaming baby behind you.
That baby. I'm Liz.
And I'm Katie. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Katie.
What are we talking about today?
Okay, Katie. So, Taylor Swift just dropped one of her albums.
Yeah.
And, and you know there's quite the following. It was quite a big deal. There's a lot of Swifties out there in the world.
Was it? I was talking to somebody yesterday, and
probably
I think it might have been you. And they were like, "Why'd she drop it on a Friday? Maybe just to see like the economic impact of what she could do."
No, so I don't. This happened in the last couple of years, but basically, albums used to be released on Tuesdays, and then. I swear I remember the moment that an album was released on a Friday, and I think it was a Beyonce album,
mm-hmm.
and it might have been Lemonade, and it was like, it was truly to kind of switch things up.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, this is blasphemous. But ever since then, now albums are being released on Fridays, and I don't love it, but whatever.
Then you have the whole weekend to listen to it,
though. I get it, but... It used to be Tuesdays, and made Tuesdays fun.
I never pay attention. Anyway, okay, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so my question to you is there, like, a celebrity, musician, whatever, who you just absolutely love?
Paul McCartney.
Okay.
The Beatles.
Can I throw out Nathaniel Rateliff?
Nathaniel Rateliff, yeah.
Love him, right?
Uh-huh.
Follow his stuff.
Yeah.
Think he's great.
Yeah, love his little dancing, and when I get to see him in concert, I go, "Wee!"
So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're talking about celebrity worship syndrome.
I would tell you that I like secretly wanted to run into Nathaniel Rateliff in the grocery store. I think he lives in like
Morrison, right?
Yeah, I think Morrison area. So I decided not to do that.
And you know what? We'll chat about that. The other known name of that is celebrity obsession disorder. Okay? And there are actually written observations of celebrity worship all the way back to the 1800s. So we know this has probably been going on for a long time, but mm-hmm. there are written observations of that at least for 300 years.
Who was a celebrity in the 1800s? Like
it could
a
literally
writer?
Be anybody.
Who would that be? Like, the blacksmith of the town?
No, like a king, a queen, a political figure, an actor. There was still acting, paint.
That's true.
Music. There's still music going on. My gosh.
What year is this?
Okay, so there are different types of CWS or COD. And the first one is the simple obsessional. And simple obsessional is just, that can apply to all things. It is the most common cause of stalking. It accounts for 69 to 79% of all of the stalking cases.
Oh, yikes.
And it's mostly males. And typically, it's typically from a shared personal relationship. So that's, you know, why it's one of these common stalking cases. However, the uniqueness of it when it comes to celebrities is that there is no shared relationship at this point.
Well, so I know that we've mentioned this before. I used to be a television news reporter, and not that that was like celebrity status or anything, but people would come up to me and be like, oh my God, I watch you on TV. I love your haircut, blah, 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 blah. And they would like talk to me like they would know me. And I'd be like,
yep. We'll chat about that. I was at the Great American Beer Festival and I ran into Steve Stager and I was a little tipsy. And I was like, hey, you're the guy from the news.
Was he tipsy also?
100%. And then we chatted for a little bit and then I had to cross the street with my friends and I shouted back, keep the news alive.
He was probably excited that it was like a 30-something year old person at that point.
I was like in my 20s.
20-something year old person.
Way cooler.
Versus like a 80-year-old
woman. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I love it. Steve's a great guy. Shout out to Steve Stager. So these people who are simple, for these simple obsessional instances, they typically have the inability to have a successful personal relationships. They often feel powerless, insecure. They're socially awkward. They have low self-esteem. And if they cannot connect with the celebrity, then their self-worth just completely declines.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
That feels like it's leading to something more sinister.
Maybe. Then we have the entertainment social. This is the lowest level of obsession. And this is likely, you know, you're following your favorite celebrity on social media and you're discussing these celebrities with your friends. So it's, you know, it's pretty harmless.
Yeah.
The negative effect, though, typically is a body image issue. And this typically affects like girls from age 13 to their mid-20s.
Yeah.
So we've aged out of that. So we can entertainment social obsess over celebrities all we want.
Here's what I think is like the weird thing that social media has made is like the influencer thing, right? So there are like small businesses that I follow, you know, just like that I buy a pair of earrings from at some market at some point, and then I follow them and then I start looking at them and then I see them at the next market and I'm like, oh my God, look, it's them.
I know.
And they're like a totally normal person.
I know. I'm a big taco person. I go to the Top Taco Fest out here all the time and I feel the same way about these restaurants. I'm like, it's you guys. It's like, of course it's you guys. You're like the taco, like you're one of the taco restaurants in Denver at the taco place. Okay.
Okay.
Then there's the intense personal. These people exhibit neuroticism and psychoticism. They're psychotic people. They think that the celebrity is their soulmate.
Oh.
Yeah. They typically also have low self-esteem, and we often see this show up in, like, cosmetic surgery.
To look like that person?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch... The show, I think, was called Botched, and maybe you don't know... You don't necessarily need to watch the show, but there's this guy out there who's had, like, hundreds of plastic surgeries to look like Ken, the Ken doll.
So it's not necessarily even like a real person that you're like obsessing over.
I mean, that's just an example.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. I think you can, like, if you watch any of those types of shows or look into it, there are plenty of people out there who've just like completely modified their body to look like a celebrity, which is just like, okay.
I think I've seen the girl version of like somebody trying to look like Barbie.
Yeah. I think, yeah. then we have the love obsessional. So this accounts for about 20 to 25% of stalking cases. This is like a deep love obsession.
Ooh.
These folks are likely schizophrenic or paranoid.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And they convince themselves that they're in a relationship with this stranger.
Yeah, that's so scary. That's really scary to think about. I mean, yeah, those poor people. Poor for everyone involved
Everybody involved.
Yeah.
Then we have the erotomantic. They believe that the victims are in love with them.
Oh.
And typically these are like small town celebrity figures like you. These are like people in the media. This accounts for about 10% of stalkers. And for the difference in this is that these are mostly women.
that think the men are in love with them.
It can be men, it can be women, it can be anybody. But these like erotomantic, geez. This type of celebrity worship syndrome is mostly women.
I wonder like what the difference is brain chemistry wise that like men think that they are in a relationship and love somebody and women think that they're loved.
Well, it's not, I mean, you know, it's not only men and only women.
No, I know, yeah. But more one than the other.
Yeah, and in all honesty, there was a lot of research on like the mental health of all this, mm-hmm. but I was like, meh. Because right here it says, here it says that in this, these women are likely schizophrenic, bipolar, or deeply depressed.
Yeah.
So there's like definitely, you know, some other stuff going on. Now, they believe that the victim is using media to send messages to them.
Wink, wink. Ear pull.
Yeah, exactly. But they're also less likely to seek a face-to-face interaction. So they're, you know, more or less harmless.
Yeah, less dangerous. Yeah.
Then we have the borderline pathological, and that is the most severe. These folks are willing to commit crimes on behalf of the celebrity. Ooh. Or buy items that the celebrity used, like their underwear or their shoes or, you know, like, I don't know, if it was Bobby Flay, maybe like a pan or something like that.
Their snotty tissue.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, I didn't want to go too deep into the mental health side of this because I think we can all connect the dots.
Yeah.
But I did want to give a couple of examples of these because they're kind of fun.
Fun if you don't think too much about the mental health aspect.
Right. So there's this woman named Kelly Noreen Dudzik. She's very open. I read her whole account about this. She's very open about it. It's very funny. Mm-hmm. When she was in her 20s, she just started out in her job and she was feeling fairly inadequate. Mm-hmm. At the same time, too, she started watching a whole bunch of things with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh.
Cumberbatch?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Benny C. And she just became obsessed with him and just, like, fantasized, like, years ahead what it would look like when they're married and she's raising their children and, like, cooking for him and having meals ready for him. And she just, like, the more and more she obsessed over him, the more she was just, like, convinced it was going to happen.
Yeah.
She also was, like, she said, so this was again, this, she's like, I think she's probably in her 30s now, but she said that she purposely didn't post their relationship status on Facebook because she was worried that he would find out
that they were in a relationship.
They were in a relationship, yeah. And it's funny because, you know, it's relatively harmless, her obsession. She said, you know, I don't fantasize about that anymore. And, you know, I still think he is a talented actor, but
yeah,
I'm beyond that. And she kind of goes into why she, you know, why she thinks mentally she was in that place and whatnot. Uh-huh. So I would say she's funny. Look into her if you're curious about more of her fantasy life mm-hmm. with our boy, Betty C. And then we have Margaret Mary Ray.
Mm-hmm.
So she was caught. She was caught not paying a toll in David Letterman's car that she had stolen from his house, and his son was inside the car.
Oh no!
And she claimed, "We're married, and this is our son."
Oh no!
I know.
Oh yikes!
She was arrested 8 more times trespassing, I don't know if she was arrested. She was found 8 more times trespassing on David Letterman's property, like sleeping in the tennis court, you know, weird things like that. And eventually, she was arrested and taken to jail. And it's really, I mean, she was absolutely bonkers because after she went to jail and got some treatment, she then started stalking a astronaut. But it's really interesting because David Letterman never really wanted to press charges. And he you know, claimed it was kind of harmless. He played a lot of light in it. And he just kind of said, you know, I don't think it's, you know, like, I see the compassion in this person. Like, I don't think it's, like, nice to try and press charges. Like, obviously she needs help. So
yeah, I
thought
that was, to an extent.
I mean, like, I think the very first time that the encounter happened was with a child in the car, but still David Letterman's like, I get it. She's got issues that she's got to work out. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Oof.
So that is our Celebrity worship syndrome.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I know that like a lot of local news people have like stalkers.
Oh yeah.
And I was lucky enough to never have that happen because I kind of flew under the radar somehow.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's countless stories out there about different celebrities having stalkers and other people like this. And, you know, I guess you just have to be in the right place mentally to really fall in love with somebody online and think that they're there with you.
Ooh, okay. Well,
as long as you're self-aware, like our girl Kelly.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't want to put it online. Doesn't want people to find out.
She didn't want him to find out. It wasn't that she didn't want people to find out. She didn't want him to find out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Liz.
You're welcome. So Swifties out there. Swifties are crazy.
I think Swifties and the Beehive. Well, and Lady Gaga's followers for a while.
I think the Beehive and Lady Gaga's followers are not nearly as psycho as Swifties. So. Mm. I want to identify as a Swiftie because I really do like Taylor, but the levels that they go through, these like almost just like insano strings attached to the wall, pictures, decoding of messages and songs and whatnot, is, I don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. It's not all a hidden message, everybody. From Taylor Swift to you directly.
So what's that inside my body?
Obsession.
And a secret message from Taylor Swift.
Yes, yes. And a little bit of knowledge.
All right. See you next time.
Or will you? Or I'll see you. Yeah.
I love you.
What was that?